With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Football Land. That two words.
Oh my God, here we go again.
That was very children's TV until the two words bit.
Yeah, until you just shat on our whole dream.
So
here,
last
Mark.
Week we had a Patreon from Thomas Steyerwald, and you didn't read out the bit. Or am I getting this confused with another Patreon?
What are you talking about?
One of the Patreons that has been submitted says very clearly and very definitely, Football Land, two words.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Thomas?
Was that Thomas? I think that's deliberately antagonistic by Thomas Steyerwald.
No, he's seen the light. He's on my side. Truth and beauty prevails.
Yeah, fair. He's just got a car park and, you know, he can put whatever font he wants on his car park because it's just for medieval ships. So, like, no one's going to be there. Pepe shit all over the place. So if he wants Football Land two words on his car park, so be it. I'm relegating it right down to the bottom. Sorry, I don't care.
There is a danger, though, that if in his car park, if you view the Football Land sign across his car park and all the galleons are there, it's going to look like there's loads of T's.
That is the danger, isn't it? Yeah, that's the danger.
I was going to say,
If anyone's confused, Thomas won the right to name a car park, and for some reason we decided it was a car park for galleons.
Yeah, it's got a crow's nest up it for
it.
Pepe
he
to sleep
we
in.
We could put any vehicle in it, and I'm sort of maybe optimistically projecting seven galleons.
Yeah.
And so I think that the fact that Football Land's going to have two O's, eight T's and three L's, we need to go back to the drawing board and have a
well. That negates his two words thing, isn't it? He's just created a jumble of letters. So, joke's on you, Thomas Steyerwald.
What's that letter called in? I think the Scandinavian alphabet, where it's an O with a line through it.
Yeah, we, no one knows.
Because
no one
if the galleon
old fashioned zero on a BBC
it means,
micro,
if the galleon's on the wonk, we
no
could
parking.
Have two of those. Yeah, no parking in this car park. That
was no parking.
No parking.
They hate parking.
Yeah.
Can't park
Which
here, mate.
We definitely don't want those no parking O's anywhere near the car parks. Otherwise, we're going to have traffic backed up.
Yeah. It's a problem, isn't it? I mean, another problem we have is we haven't started building it yet.
No.
Oh.
But let's sort the car parking out first.
Worry about that later.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got three rides to pitch, and I'm first, I think.
You are first. What's your ride?
So this is called the Emerson Royale with cheese.
Oh,
Emerson Royale! What a player for like three games.
Yeah,
I think he's doing all right, isn't he?
Nobody knows.
With Tottenham,
it's like
in a sea of
mediocrity. Oliver Skip's good, is he?
Yeah.
Is Oliver Skip good? Does he exist anymore? Harry Winks certainly doesn't.
Harry Winks has fallen by the wayside, hasn't he?
We shouldn't allow footballers with names that are like a verb.
Right.
Yeah.
We shouldn't allow it.
No.
We just shouldn't allow it.
Because every time...
Kyle Walker.
Get
out.
Exactly.
What about Kyle Walker-Peters, the love child of Ian Walker and Andy Peters?
Well,
because you can peter out, can't you?
Yeah, well, that's it. It's like Walker Peters. It's like an old person's gone to the kitchen on a walker and then halfway there, they've forgotten
petered
what they
out.
Went for. And it's like, stop putting these images in my head. Every time you say Harry Winks, I'm thinking Harry Kane's winking. And it's just like, stop it. No verbs in football names.
Yeah.
They missed a trick. I think we've said this before, but they missed a trick. He should have been given the squad number 40, shouldn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. 40 Winks, not 40 Skips.
Again, it's too many. What is it with Spurs?
I'm
sad.
I'm just going upstairs for 40 skips. 40 individual prawn cocktail skips.
So all those in favour with Emerson Royale with cheese?
Yeah, so what is Emerson Royale with cheese?
Okay, so it struck me later than it probably should have done, because we've been doing this for a while, that most theme parks have a rubbish waxwork museum.
Name one.
Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
Right. Are we calling that a theme park?
Well, what is it then?
Just a word of advice.
Right.
When anybody makes an outlandish claim,
yeah,
never say name one. They always can.
with a really shit one.
Name five.
Yeah, name two then.
Dreamland in Margate.
Fuck you.
See? Five. Go big.
I'm not... Yeah, Chessington, no.
The modern ones
I
don't.
I think there's one in...
The vintage ones that were there in like the 1920s, they all do.
It's not connected to the thing in Great Yarmouth, because I don't think there is a thing in Great Yarmouth. There's lots of arcades and stuff, but there's definitely a shit waxworks.
I'm not denying that there's a shit waxworks now and then in a seaside town.
Well, I mean, we've put some things that don't belong in a theme park into our theme park. I don't think a waxworks is the
wildest thing.
All
right, but you can have a
waxworks.
Thing. You can definitely have a waxworks, for
the
sure.
One in Great Yarmouth, by the way, I was going to refer to this later.
Oh,
I've been to that one.
Scary,
have you been in?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Do you remember why it's so scary?
The whole thing. Like, the house is scary, the waxworks are scary. Like, it's all scary.
Well, maybe... When did you go? Because I went like a long time ago, and I don't think they'd be allowed to do
like
this
10
now.
10 years ago, maybe?
Right. Yeah, I went a long time ago, and... You are walking around a very badly lit chamber of kind of not horrors, because it's not it's kind of mythical. This seems like a werewolf, and one of them is a bloke in a costume who will jump on you.
Yeah,
and I was there with my granddad, my elderly granddad, who had a heart condition, and I thought he was going to expire.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you kind of...
It's...
You giggle,
you
just, and then
you
think...
You could have left him in there as an exhibit.
They must... They must have killed someone at least once.
That's quite common. That I think they do that at Universal... Whatever it is, when you go on the Universal backlot. I think there's in the Mummy ride, which is kind of like a walkthrough, they've got those people dressed as the dog statue type, Egyptian dog statue things that come out from the wall, and they're paid actors. So I think you probably are still allowed to do it.
I mean, waxworks was such a big thing in like the end of the 19th century, early 20th century. That's when Madame Tussaud was in her heyday, I believe.
Yeah.
But they're terrible now. You just don't need them anymore.
No, because you know what celebrities look like.
Yeah.
The whole point is this is the only time you could come face to face with a celebrity other than in the flesh or a werewolf.
Mm.
Yeah,
but
do you remember the waxwork of Kylie Minogue? She was sort of on all fours with skimpy knickers on, and they had to keep redoing the bum area because people would kind of molest the waxwork.
Yeah.
I mean, that's were you one of them?
Anthony giving himself away.
I mean, that's terrible.
As we've said before, waxworks in different England are like Premier League waxworks.
Yes.
Good waxworks. You go there, you see a likeness of Katy Perry.
Although the further north.
You've mentioned that before.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you go regularly just to have a gawp at Katy Perry?
No, I'm just saying, I've always been struck by how good Madame Tussauds waxworks are. And then you go to one in like Rome or Hamburg and it's like Charlie Chaplin's like suffered from burns or something. You know, Donald Trump.
You have to have the label on it because you wouldn't stand a chance.
So will these waxworks be good?
I don't think so. I think part of the appeal is they are terrible and you have to sort of work out who they are.
Yeah.
And I want to further confuse it by putting them into film scene dioramas.
Right.
And I'll need to rewind a bit to tell you why. Because when I'm watching football, I have a kind of vocal tic that certain names, when the commentator says them, I have a response to that. And I can't help it. It's like Tourette's. I have to say it out loud. And like the obvious one, I'm sure other people do this, Sergio Busquets, I have to say back, biscuits.
Yeah.
I have to. I think a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
John Stones, for some reason, when he plays, every time John Stones is mentioned, I say, John Stones. I don't know why, but I have to say it. Azpilicueta, I have to answer, Azpilicueta, baby. And I sort of annoy myself when I'm doing it. But the one that is probably even weirder is Emerson Royale. As soon as his name's mentioned, I have to do the John Travolta line from Pulp Fiction and go, with cheese.
Great.
And that's what prompted
me. And that's
me.
Why you want to put them all in films.
That's why I want to put them all in films.
And
I
think you do this out loud,
out
not
loud,
in your head.
Not right, in my head, okay. No. And wow. I sort of forget it's inappropriate when I don't often watch football with other people apart from my wife.
I can see now, yeah.
And it's sort of a good job because I am watching it with other people, I do that and people think I've gone mad. And uh-huh. they're probably right.
Do you ever watch football in the pub?
No, that's...
Yeah, I was going to say...
Get out alive in some loses.
Yeah, Jesus.
I don't do it at live football.
No.
I don't seem to...
It's not, generally not commentary, unless you go with a commentator.
It would be like Emerson Royale would be John Travolta, and it's up for grabs who would be the Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
I've put Regulon, but it could be anyone.
Yeah.
And I think he should have cheese with him.
Peter Shilton
as Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, very similar hair.
Oh.
That is a good call. It's worth kind of sidetracking for a while into films that have actually featured footballers.
Oh, okay, yeah, go on then.
So are you aware of, like, there's an obvious one.
Yeah.
Escape to Victory.
Well, yeah.
With the...
I want films that don't have any football in them.
So none of the goals here. Yes,
did you
God.
Know David Beckham has been in two major films as an actor?
I can very
not,
much
not
imagine.
Not playing himself.
No, go on.
I didn't write what the second one is, okay. So I can't answer that. There was Man from U.N.C.L.E. He plays a projectionist in Man from U.N.C.L.E. But he's got a fair few lines in Guy Ritchie's King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
it's worth
yeah.
checking out because it's a really bizarre piece of casting in that it completely ruins the film.
Yeah.
The moment you see it, it's David Beckham!
Yeah.
And he's not a bad actor. He pulls it off. But he's got quite, you know, the David Beckham voice. You better pull that sword out.
Pull that sword out.
So
we can get on with this.
Are you stupid or something?
We've got the rest of the film to get on with. It's time for you to pull the bloody sword out.
pull the bloody sword out, because I've got to get on.
If you don't pull that sword out, I won't get to say the rest of my lines.
Yeah. Victoria's doing Kiev's tonight. I've got to get back. But I think if we put him in a diorama, then he should be bending something.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know what. I mean,
yeah.
Kylie.
Bending.
Any of the waxworks, because they're all.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Any of the waxworks, because they're just. It's a bit too warm, because it's in Qatar, and they're all actually bending.
They're a bit floppy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's bent, and it's bended like Beckham.
Bended like Beckham would be good. Yeah.
Using Glinglish.
Especially if his face is melted enough that you don't know why. I don't know who this is or why they're bent.
I was just going to say, a film one, you could have Gary McAllister as Kevin McAllister in Home Alone.
Gary McAllister is Home Alone.
Maybe
that's brilliant.
He's like trying to defend his house against Joe Pesci, Paul Pescatellino. What's the other one called? Marty? Mart?
Marv.
Marv.
Marv and Harry, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, well...
Again, great. It's almost like an Andy Gray 70s Wolves-style throw Marv has.
Mm. Yeah. So could we get Andy Gray?
Oh, 100%. He's in the region.
He pops up on the IMDb in a film that Ally McCoist is in called A Shot at Glory.
Ooh.
Ally McCoist plays a fictional Celtic footballer. This is one of the most iconic players ever to play for Rangers.
Wow.
And in the film he plays a fictionalised Celtic footballer opposite Robert Duvall, and everyone's giving a Scottish accent. It's worth checking out the highlights.
Definitely check that out. Marvin Sordell.
Brilliant. Ooh, brilliant. Yeah. So he's in Gary McAllister's Home Alone.
Yeah.
Could have Eltel in like E.T. And Eltel's on the bike and maybe Gazza's in the basket with a little blanket over him.
That's great.
That would be quite nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe Southgate in the basket, just being consoled by him.
Yeah. We could have
Or Southgate like face down in a river.
You only know that because he's face down but wearing a waistcoat.
His bum out.
Like Kylie Miller, would you go and rub that bum?
We had to change Gareth Southgate as E.T.'s bum 5 or 6 times because it kept getting molested.
We could have Stan Collymore in Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, yes. In a car.
Yeah.
In a car park outside IKEA.
101 Dalmatians.
He has one acting credit in real life. You know what it is?
Go on.
Neither of you know what it is.
Can't remember.
He has a part in Basic Instinct 2.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
He is absolutely dreadful. Mm. So is the film. Even David Morrissey, who's a brilliant actor.
We're forgetting Vinnie Jones, aren't we? Because he was in an awful lot.
Well, yeah.
He's done loads.
And Vinnie Jones kind of became an actor.
Yeah. He's actually a decent actor as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he kind of was an actor as a footballer, wasn't he? Because they kind of played this part, didn't they,
at
Wimbledon?
Yes.
Yeah. Where they had to like be seen to be
crazy
kicking the shit out of everyone.
Yeah.
What about we could have Renny Gattuso in The Hobbit?
Mm, okay.
He looks...
He's too hairy.
He is a bit too hairy.
Could have Glengarry Glen Ross, but Glenn Johnson, Gary Flitcroft and Ross Barkley.
And they're all introducing each other. Glenn,
selling.
Gary, Glenn,
they're all
Ross.
In a call centre. Yeah, they're all in a call centre.
Who's the second Glenn? We need two Glenns there.
Another Glenn.
Glenn Johnson?
Yeah, Glenn Whelan.
Glenn Whelan.
There we go.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good piece of casting. I could see in a call centre.
Whose line, in his one film appearance, is, "Stop busting my pyramids"?
Stop busting.
This is a famous footballer. He's appeared in one film, and that is one of his lines. Stop busting my pyramids.
Was it like a Louvre? Night at the Museum?
Is it Egyptian
related? Yes.
Mo Salah.
Sorry, the film is, but he's not.
I was going to say Meadow.
So it's the Mummy.
The Mummy.
It's not a film that did particularly well here. It did really well in France.
Ooh, French footballer.
Yeah.
Ginola.
No.
Perez.
No.
Not Cantona, no.
Cantona has done many films. Cantona's like Vinnie Jones, is a proper.
Yeah, anyway.
"Stop Busting My Pyramids" was delivered by Zidane.
Fair enough.
Asterix at the Olympic Games.
What a character Asterix is.
What a film.
Get a Fix.
What a
Obelisk,
film.
Obelisk. All the lads.
He does some ball skills as well.
Oh, does he?
In his sandals. I have other dioramas that we could go into, but we don't need to.
Let's hear a couple.
Go on then. Yeah, give us a couple to finish.
The nativity scene with Gabriel Jesus in the manger.
Yeah,
fully grown Gabriel Jesus.
Yeah.
And casting. Casting the waxworks of Star Wars would be interesting.
Oh.
I mean, Sean Wright Phillips as R2-D2 is a
shoo-in. Yeah.
And I just want to see Teddy Sheringham as C-3PO.
Yeah,
that'd be lovely to see.
Luke Shaw as Luke Skywalker.
That's a good call. Yeah. I had Conor Gallagher, but
Conor Gallagher.
Yeah,
would
he's got that scampish hair.
Yeah. Okay. Lovely.
I think this has got legs, though.
I think so. Well,
Should we vote on the Emerson Royale with cheese Waxworks Museum?
Yeah. It doesn't need it. Almost. This just slides gracefully into the football land.
It does indeed. Yeah.
Leaving a waxy trail.
Okay, Perry.
All those in favour say aye after 3, 1, 2, 3.
Aye. I always think it would be really easy for them to catch the people that had been touching Kylie's bum.
Yeah.
Because you just do a kind of finger check at the end.
Yes.
You just go, show us your fingers, and then if you've got a waxy deposit.
or they'd put a lighter under your fingers.
Yeah.
And if your fingers start dripping, you are red-handed.
Just what is it that you want to do? Football land, and we want to have a good time.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, Ryan, you have a Patreon entry.
Yeah, this is from Graham Boosie. Mm. I'm saying Boosie. I want to say Boozy, but
well,
I don't
you say
know.
What you want.
Well,
say what you want.
Has it could be a typo.
Has
it could
he
be
put
Graham
in
Bossy.
Brackets after his name in phonetics, how you pronounce his name?
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Because I don't want to ever get people's name wrong. I'm not it overly is, precious. People call me Brian all the time, and I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
And Roy as well.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with both.
I'm okay with
but,
that.
But I don't know whether Graham's one of those where he's... Because it could be Boosie or Boozy. I don't know.
Well, it's spelled the same as the music publishing house Boozy and Hawks.
Okay.
And that's pronounced Boozy.
Oh, see.
There we go.
Either way, Graham, I'm,
detective.
I'm terribly
music detective.
Sorry if I've got it wrong.
But we're very grateful for you sending it in.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go... double barrel it, so it's Boosie Boozy.
Okay,
and
go
then
for it.
We've covered.
Sure yeah. thing, sure right. thing. Okay, what's the idea?
Well, he's got this ride, he's calling it He Doesn't Want It! Exclamation mark.
He doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it!
Oh, okay,
I
nice.
I think it's a bit right. like that. We've said through Gritty Teeth, that was a good
He doesn't want it!
And it's basically the grassroots plural, yeah. footballing experience.
Okay.
He says, every week I go and watch football in Southend Borough and District Combination. And without fail, he doesn't want it.
He doesn't want it.
He's uttered. He says, I want to share the glorious experience of park football in a sort of running the gauntlet form. Ideally, it would be located in a graffiti-ridden wasteland with a football pitch that is approximately 15% grass and 85% mud
yeah.
and misery. I don't know.
Tears.
Misery. Oh, okay.
Weave it with tears. Sew it with tears.
So, mud, yep. so that soil, but is moistened with tears.
Well, because we're in an arid country, aren't we, in Qatar?
Yeah.
So you need to irrigate that mud
yeah.
to make it mud, because yeah. otherwise it's just going to be a dust bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be mud,
so
not
it's got
dust. He said specifically 85% mud.
So exactly. That, so you've got to put tears in if right. you've got a misery, because otherwise then
there's
it's
no other way
extra
of
percentage
irrigating
of,
yeah. anywhere in Qatar apart from with tears.
So we need to find tears. Maybe a championship playoff final.
Yeah.
Every championship playoff final, we yeah. collect the tears of the losing fans.
That's a good call.
I wondered if it'd be like sort of dried sort of dog poo. Mixed in with the mud.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
A bit
yeah.
of that going on.
Couple of syringes. Yeah. You always see a syringe, don't you?
Yeah. And a condom or a condom wrapper.
A wrapper. You never see the actual condom.
No.
Because that's disposed of respectfully. The wrapper,
sometimes you've been playing on the posh pitches. I've definitely seen a used filled condom on a football pitch.
A condom, but the con or the dom has gone and just the ring's left.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's a bit dusty. It's been there for a few weeks. What's yeah. happened to the other
What's
end?
What's happened to the other end? The dog's
he's,
taken
he's thrown
it.
In a few suggestions. He said, there will be a highly accurate recreation of a local park where guests are invited to try and reach the rusty iron gates in order to escape. They will first be provided with a mismatched kit from Sports Direct.
Yeah.
Yep. Whilst attempting this, they have to dodge footballs fired at high velocity made from a variety of materials, steel, spam, on fire, some of his suggestions. Whilst doing this, on fire as a material, I love.
on fire.
Yeah, it's like, it's the sun,
it's
basically.
It's made of on fire.
Yeah, it's a very ball of
it's
gas.
It's an unstable ball of gas, yeah. And then, he says, whilst doing this, they will be chased down by a character actor playing the part of Barry the Midfielder, a 37-year-old man, 18 stone, sweating profusely, his kit cupping his ample breasts, still chewing his...
all right, Jane Austen.
it gets even more Jane Austen. Still chewing his face off from the kilo of cocaine he had the previous evening,
yeah.
Barry will attempt to two-foot you in the face. To recreate the footballs getting stuck up the tree, patrons' children will be catapulted into the foliage. And he says, when you reach the end, you will be greeted by a manager with your reward, a can of Kestrel Lager.
Oh,
the area
This is a very strong nostalgia really blast.
The area has all the important facilities, toilets, a bush for you to piss behind, and a buffet serving Haribo, Jaffa Cakes and Monster Energy drink. He says, sorry if that's shit. Take care, Graham.
Sorry if that's shit.
It's very much not shit. That's shit, amazing, but in the right way.
The gauntlet.
My debut on the pub league circuit after I played at university with similarly athletic... We were all of a comparable skill set and athleticism. Yeah. And you start at pub league level and like Graham says, you're lumped in with people that are 20, 30 years your senior and... various levels of super fit and really desperately unfit. So I was my prime, I was fast, I was good, I've never been better at football. My first touch of the ball, I was punched in the throat. And that was the tackle. And I was on the floor struggling to breathe and the ref stood over me and his comment was, if you can't take it, you can fuck off. Ooh. And that was the referee. So didn't do well.
I had a similar
football
experience. I did the stupidest thing, whereas from kickoff, I put my foot on the ball, and they don't like you're basically a big time Charlie if you put your foot on the ball. And some bloke came through the back of me and left 12-inch stud marks down
bloody
my legs
hell
where it got tangled. And the ref just went, get up!
He doesn't want it!
Doesn't want it!
Amazing.
I think,
amazing,
in addition to some of Graham's suggestions, I'm going to say there should be probably a charred bit of grass from where somebody's driven a car onto the pitch and burnt it out.
Yeah.
We should probably pump alcohol vapor into the gauntlet as well, because everybody usually stinks of absolutely stinks of booze.
Well, one of the opposition players I faced, and we should replicate this in Graham's experience, had his arm in plaster cast, and I don't think he'd broken anything. He just used it to smash people in the face.
That's a good tactic.
Yeah.
We've mentioned dog poo, but definitely...
Dog poo, yeah, we can import some dogs in. We've got throw chucker dog on the pitch. We've got a lot of dogs in, in that swimming pool.
Then we use this area as their latrine.
Yeah. And also, just off the field, it's never actually on the field because that would be mental, but just off the field, if you're running off the field and you don't stop in time, you sort of run onto the artificial cricket pitch that hasn't been used for 20 years. It's all like fucked, but it's concrete.
Yeah,
and your studs will slip over that and you will hurt yourself.
Yeah,
or into a kind of bank of stingers.
Oh, yeah, stinging nettles for sure.
Stingers.
Absolutely.
Can't find a dog for loving the money.
There's famous Sky Soccer AM footage of a game at this level where the old lady on the mobility scooter, it would be too much hassle to go round, so she just goes right into the middle of the game. We should fire one of those across at regular intervals.
We used to play on Wednesday afternoons at university, and there'd always be like two school kids just walking slowly across the pitch in their school uniform going back home. And you'd be like, you know, they probably had a knife, so you couldn't really hurry them along. You just had to literally wait for them to go like they were deer.
I think we definitely need some more character actors in this. I think that would be nice. There should definitely be somebody in their sort of late 20s who sort of plays a twat who thinks he can still make it and is taking it way too seriously.
That was me when I was punched in the throat. I thought I was David Ginola at the height of his fame.
You were still going to get spotted.
Yeah.
There's still that, like...
You think you're Jamie Vardy, basically.
Yeah.
And there is usually on these teams, there is someone who is massively overweight and really old,
but he's
who
fucking
still
great.
Has an amazing touch.
Yeah. Yeah,
and although they've lost all athleticism, they still boss the game, which is very impressive. Yeah.
There's a lot. I mean, I like the flaming footballs. I like the...
I like that big time.
I'd love that if your ball went over a fence and came back on fire.
Mm.
That would be...
Doused in petrol, satellite, chucked back to you. Some bloke in his garden, he's so sick of balls coming over his fence, he just douses each one in petrol, chucks it back over, lit. Cool. I'm ready to vote on this.
Addition.
Yeah, let's go for it.
We probably should have a think about some other versions of grassroots football from around the world.
Mm. Well, we've got Eggsy's kind of playground football, which is not dissimilar to this. It's just a younger level of misery.
Yeah, I think I'm like, I remember reading, it was either about Salah or, no, I think it was maybe Ahmed El Mohamedi's youth. Like him getting, he had to take like three buses across like a very large expanse of Egypt to get to training. I think there's like
Mane as well in Senegal.
I'd like to kind of grassroots football and some of those journeys and that stuff. So I'd like, I'd maybe like one of these for each confederation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we could all go and experience, like, we kind of whinge about dog poo. But actually,
but at least, you know, at least the places, ball's got some leather on it.
Yeah. They're not playing with, you know, you've got sort of people playing on concrete. You've got people playing on kind of like just less than this 15% grass. That's
a luxury. Exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So all those in favour of he doesn't want it, he doesn't want it, the grassroots football experience, say aye after three. One, two, three.
Aye. Congratulations, Graham.
Yeah, we want this.
We want it. I want this in the park.
Kids.
Anthony, you have a ride for us.
I have indeed. What is the scariest thing in football?
Monsters?
No, that's not a thing. What do you mean monsters in football?
You never had a monster in football?
I don't know what that... Are you talking about Hulk? Because he's not that scary.
No, he's a good monster.
He was good for like two seasons and then he just retired to China.
The Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
The horror tackle.
No, not the horror tackle. No, the scariest
communal
thing
bath?
In football, no.
Being subbed off before half-time without an injury.
That's up there. But the scariest thing in football is the slightly under-hit back pass.
Ah, yes.
Where
yes.
You're not sure whether it's going to reach the goalkeeper and you've got a opposition striker haring down the back of your neck and you think, oh, fuck, I've hit that too soft.
Yeah.
I want to...
Is that scarier than hitting it too hard and beating your own keeper?
Well, it's up for grabs. Well, I tell you what is scarier is when it trickles towards the goal and you're watching your colleague like race back to the goal line and try and hoik it out.
Yeah.
That's as scary. I'd say one of the scariest in modern day back passing is when Kyle Walker or John Stones chest it back to the keeper in an international game. Have you ever see that?
In a crowded area.
In a crowded area. And you're like, Jesus, like... You know, there's playing neat
confident
and pretty.
Or casual?
It's John Stones and Kyle Walker. So it's incompetent.
John Stones.
It's con-casual.
Con-casual,
a bit like
smart
casual.
So I want to create a ride that is the back pass. Dare you ride the back pass? So you know those spider cams in stadiums?
Yeah.
That, but with a sort of harness... seating, right?
Yeah.
So it could go all directions.
Yep.
Because we want to recreate lots of different types of back pass, right?
Yeah.
So
the lobbed back pass.
Yeah, exactly. Everything. Basically, because spider cams can go down and they can go up.
Yeah, go anywhere.
So
they can go in my lady's chamber.
Your lady is a lucky girl. So one back pass that always happens is when a Premier League team go away to like a division, League Two team in the FA Cup, and the pitch is a bit too bobbly, and they put a back pass, which in the Premier League would be fine, but it's all along the ground, it's bobbly, and that is a bit of a disaster.
Gary Neville did that in a World Cup qualifier, didn't he? And it bobbled over Paul Robinson's.
So the bobbly back pass, so basically you kind of you're in your sort of spider cam harness. Maybe I don't think it should be an individual ride because like we've got to be logistically aware about this.
Maybe 60 in there.
7 or
60 people in
60
a spider
people
cam
in
harness.
A spider cam harness.
All dressed as spiders?
Nobody's dressed as a spider.
Spider-Man?
But the first back pass is rushing along the ground as close to the ground as possible, bobbly though, you know, because that you can recreate it towards a cardboard cutout keeper. But you hear like the
cardboard cutout, right? We've got this high tech 60 strong harness, and they're racing towards a bit
of
cardboard.
It's just got to be a picture of like Kasper Schmeichel or like
could
Jordan
we not
Pickford.
Borrow somebody from the waxworks.
We could, borrow one of your waxworks, and you've got the stereo effect of like.
So when you're going
the
through
breath.
That bit of the waxworks, it says empty space, and it says temporarily
on loan.
And like, why is Zidane dressed as Darth Vader?
you feel the attacker's breath down
so
your
like
neck.
Like that 4D cinema or 5D cinema.
Yeah, it's 5D. Yeah. It's 5D.
Yeah.
You hear the crowd, like, there's a gasp, isn't there? And take a breath and they go, or like, you know, somebody be like, oh shit, oh fuck, like that, you know, as you sort of speed, but not very quickly. So speeding not very quickly, as if that's a thing, but bobbling.
So like speed.
And you kind of get it feels like you get slower.
It was supposed to be going high speed, but it was sort of not really.
Yeah, speedboats. Like a speedboat's never that quick, is it?
No, true. Yeah.
The bus and speed.
Gary
the original
speed.
Bus. Yeah.
It was not that quick, was it?
No, but he was very skillful to make up for it.
Oh, in his head.
In his head. Yeah, exactly. He had a extra yard in his head.
Exactly.
And so you go towards the cardboard cutout keeper, which is now a waxwork, and then you're flung backwards 100 yards up towards the like imaginary halfway line. So you do actually make it. That's the thrill.
Okay.
So
yep.
down towards, and then so it's a forward slow, and then the release and like
the thrill of it is up in the air.
So that's a good ride, right? But then because it's a spider cam, you can recreate. You know, if a ride in a theme park is about 2.5 minutes, right? About 2.5 minutes, even less than that.
Yeah,
rides on that
often, 90 seconds.
So we could get about 3 or 4 back passes in there. Mm. So we could get the chest down.
Yeah. Would the chest down be that thrilling if you've just experienced the trickle and then the whisk up? That's genuinely thrilling.
Yeah, but there's ebbs and flows in rides, aren't there? So that could be a little one just in the middle.
So the commentary, if you've got in-ear commentary, is, and now the shit one.
You could have the 80s back pass, you know, when like Graham Souness
just
used
constant.
To just... Well, they just used to like, midfielders had it. Like Graham Souness would have it. He'd like look to the left, he'd look to the right in the centre circle, and then he'd put his foot on the ball, turn around and boot it 50 yards back to Bruce Grobbelaar.
Yeah.
And that would be, that was a
and
thing.
And Grobbelaar would,
pick it up.
And hold it for ages.
So
you
just have, you'd look left, you'd look right, and then you'd be flung 50 yards back.
Yeah.
Rather than having everybody dressed like spiders.
Yeah, I don't think they ever were.
Could we be in like a kind of like a glass ball,
like a bauble?
Like a bauble, famously made in one area of Germany, famous for their glasswork. I think it's Leipzig, but maybe not there. Maybe not.
No,
there.
They just make Red Bull there now.
Could there have been a glass ball, a bit like those London Eye balls?
Yeah, capsules. Yeah,
because you could have them in a capsule, and then it's a bit more ball shaped.
Yeah, I'm just
this. This does overlap with Be the Ball.
It could, and it does overlap with the West Ham bubble ride as well.
We've got
a lot of balls, as I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying spider cam.
That's the tagline to the park. Yeah. We've got a lot of balls.
I just think the open air of it, the rush, the gusts of air, you'd have to pipe those in a ball.
Yeah.
You'd have to pipe them in.
It could be like a holy ball.
If a ball had ears, like it wouldn't be inside a ball. It would be the ball. So you are the ball.
If
a
ball
harness,
had ears.
You are the ball.
If I'm just thinking of the ball hearing the crowd going, oh, shit!
Why would the ball be listening?
I want to see a giant ball with ears.
Yeah,
now.
So do I.
Well, okay, not. It was a bit weird to see, you know, 80 people in harnesses, kind of attached to a spider cam.
It's not even the weirdest thing you're going to see in football.
No, but maybe they're not in a glass ball. Maybe they're in like, you know. Like a foam ball.
I thought you were going to say one of those air hole golf balls.
The whiffle ball. Yeah. Maybe it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
But
I could have
the
that.
Holes are hexagons.
The atmospheres in Gladiators.
Yeah. I thought that those Zorb balls, we've not used those Zorb balls enough yet.
I've got one coming up in a future episode.
Oh. Well, there we go. So we could share the technology. That's really good for Mark, isn't it? We can share the technology of the different balls.
Frankly, I need all the help I can get at this stage. I'm starting to panic a bit.
The final back pass of the ride is the lobbed keeper.
The lobbed.
Tony Adams lobbing Lukic or David Seaman. But when back pass, this is pre-1992, isn't it? Because they didn't.
Yeah.
So they basically would. That is what. Like Danny Baker made his career, he made a fortune out of it.
Sold a lot of videos.
Yeah, just nightmares. Yeah. Nick Hancock as well.
Yeah.
Just compilations.
Yeah. The Lobbed Back Pass Volume 12.
Yeah, exactly.
Each an hour
with
long.
Just a picture of him like tearing his hair out and looking at the camera a bit like Jeremy Clarkson.
They were lazy back passes. They were lazy lob-ons is what they were.
They were lazy lob-on. The lazy lob-on.
That was a different video.
But you, you just get catapulted like a looping arc over the waxwork keeper into the back of the net. You pick yourself out of the net and there's the gift shop.
The gift shop.
What sort of size are we talking with the gift shop?
Well, it's 60 people visiting that gift shop at any time.
Sort of.
We're talking about a big gift shop. It's a bit. It's the size of.
Why isn't there just a hatch in the top of the ball where you just chuck a load of merchandise in and then we just rob people? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's effectively what you're doing. I wonder if I've got a bit of a big question.
Go on.
What is the meaning of life?
Well, the back pass, there's jeopardy.
Yeah, absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
Because if the ball...
Sound effects, hair on your back of
your
neck.
That's not jeopardy, that's sound effects and hair.
breath.
And breath. You need to introduce some jeopardy here.
Yeah.
Because otherwise what you're sort of pitching is like just a big swing, a big bungee swing.
Yeah.
And as good as the breath replication... Like, you could make some top-notch breath replication where you get a bit of spittle even.
Yeah.
Like, but there needs to be, I think there needs an extra level of this where what happens if, like, there is a chance that that you don't make it to the keeper so that you're not pinged back?
Yeah.
What happens if the striker
does actually get hold of you?
Intercepts and goes round the keeper or smashes it in the top corner or lobs the keeper. You could introduce an extra level to this that maybe it's like, maybe it's a bit like an escape room.
Yeah.
The 80 people have just got to agree on something in the time it takes to reach the keeper. If they can't get a unanimous
thing. I tell you what you could do. Mm. You could have... all of the 80 people having to run, physically run along the ground, albeit in a harness.
Like hamsters in a ball.
So like running, 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 but everyone's got to do it at the same time.
Yeah.
So the quicker you go is if everyone's running in unison.
But not too quick, because some people might not be able to keep up.
Yeah.
Trip the others.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got a domino effect. Yeah. And they're all just going round the
exactly. And then you just get beaten up by the robotic striker sort of herring down behind you.
Well, then if you achieve terminal velocity, you're going to be rolling through football land forever.
Well, you've still got the spider cam harness, which is still going to pull you back at exactly the right time. Imagine it being like a bungee.
Like a big bungee things, upwards. Those dog leads that you got with a net on the end to put football in.
Yeah.
Is your child completely and utterly useless at football?
I saw a kid at the park with one of those. It's a waistband. It's a waistband. With a big long ball and a lead with a ball in the
net. Isn't that dangerous? Do you not want... That's an area you don't want a football coming back into.
Yeah. You might as well put a big target on your groin.
Yeah.
Are you a kid? Do you respect your own testicles? No, and you'll love this. Everyone running at the same time is the jeopardy. That's the jeopardy.
Yeah.
You've got to work together.
Yeah.
That, I mean, what a safety video that is. Yeah. Beforehand saying, by the way, can you all run? Are you all okay? Have you got anyone here got any mobility problems?
Yeah.
Well, maybe the people with mobility problems can be right at the back of the ride, facing the other way, facing the mechanical boot, trying their best to sort of push it back if it gets too close.
Yeah.
So what is the name of the strip from the Beano where your brain
numbskulls.
Is the numbskulls?
Oh, yeah.
It would be like the numbskulls, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You've all got to talk to each other to make this one organism.
Nominate a captain at the beginning, because otherwise the communications can get...
Dare you ride the back pass? All right, okay, everyone back on the ride. Right, who's going to be the captain? By the way, you got to run really fast altogether. Anyone here disabled, you go to the back and use your hands to push away the mechanical robot.
How do you do the shit chest back from Johnson's?
I was actually looking for Scoffy Asian Noshball. Which way is it? Margaret, just get to the
just
back.
Just get to the back, just Margaret. Margaret. You just got to push. Otherwise, go. So, well, if you're kicked, then people will be kicked.
Yeah, I think
people
so.
Will be kicked by this piston foot.
Imagine it was safe, which is probably not going to be. But
it's
imagine
not in keeping with the rest of the ride.
You're just flung out of the park, and that's the jeopardy, is that if you don't make the back pass, if you can't get your shit together in time and get into the welcoming grasp of the goalkeeper, if it's a headed or chested back pass, not the foot of a... which obviously kicks you back to the beginning, you get off and Margaret can get to a Scoffy Asian Nosh Ball.
Yeah.
But if not... the jeopardy is the piston foot kicks you out of the passback ride, out of the park, and you've got to trek back to the football land.
Go to that corner shop outside, buy a bottle of Evian.
Yeah, if you've got some cash.
If you've managed to cash for it.
You can't get out of the ball, so you've got to work your way as a team back to football land.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But,
that's good.
All right, let's have a vote on it.
Yeah.
Okay, all in favour of the back pass, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Thank you.
I like it. It's one of the more bearable team activities I can envisage.
Good for a team building weekend for a corporate company. Yeah, we'll get the dosh there.
Foot. Footballland.
So that's the end of another successful Footballland. Mm. Three rides pitched, three rides admitted into the park. Thank you very much to Graham Boosie. For your
Big
Patreon. Yeah, that's it for another week.
Do all the usual stuff, I guess. You know, send us an idea if you've got an idea. If you haven't got an idea, don't send us an idea.
Yeah.
If you
join a Patreon.
Listening to this one, listen to the next one. Or if you've not listened to previous ones, listen to those.
They're all available.
Yeah, leave us do a Patreon thing if you want to do that. If you can't be asked, then don't. Send us a postcard.
Write to us. Tell us stuff.
See or like time. Anthony will accept soiled underwear and shoes and stuff like that.
Yeah, munch on them. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.